Manila Mayor Francisco Isko Moreno Domagoso formalizes his bid for the presidency alongside running mate Dr. Willie Ong. PDP Laban President Alfonso Cusi admits there is a possibility they will adopt either presidential daughter Sara Duterte Carpio or former Senator Bongbong Marcos as their standard bearer. Meanwhile, the infighting at PDP Laban heats up as the Cusi faction expels Senator Manny Pacquiao from the ruling party. We'll discuss that with the chairman of the Pacquiao faction, Senator Coco Pimentel. Dozens of areas told to brace for heavy rains as tropical storm depression Nanny makes landfall over southern Leyte. Hi, I'm Carmina Constantino. Dateline Philippines begins right now. Thanks for joining us. And for those of you watching us on YouTube and on Facebook, glad you could join us today. Moving on with the midday news. Manila Mayor Francisco Isko Moreno Domagoso and his running mate, Dr. Willie Ong, have formalized their bids in next year's presidential and vice presidential races. Our correspondent, Ina Reformina, now joins us live from the Sofitel tent in Pasay for the latest on day four of the filing of certificates of candidacy. Ina, nice to see you again. What else can you tell us?
Yes, KC, Manila Mayor and the now presidential aspirant Isko Moreno is on the stage and speaking to members of the media together with his running mate, Dr. Willie Ong. They have just filed their respective certificates of candidacy for president and vice president. Now, Mayor Moreno filed his COC officially at 11:34 this morning. They are now speaking, addressing members of the media, and in his opening speech, he said he held up his COC and faced the cameras and addressed the Filipino nation and said that he is humbly applying for the post of president and is urging everyone to give him an opportunity to unite and heal the nation. He said that there should be an end to divisiveness and he will be working towards healing and uniting the nation and helping the least of our brethren, really, in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this brings to 12, Carmina, the number of individuals who have filed their COCs for president, of course, notably Senator Manny Pacquiao of Prombi and now Manila Mayor Isko Moreno. As for vice president, aside from Dr. Willie Ong of Aksyon Demokratiko, because the Moreno-Domagoso-Ong tandem is running under the Aksyon Demokratiko ticket. We also have Representative Lito Atienza of Buhay, also a former Manila City Mayor. That is the running mate, of course, of Senator Manny Pacquiao under Prombi. And just last Saturday, of course, Senator Bongo also filed his COC for vice president. For senators, there are already 24 individuals who have filed their COCs since the filing of COC and certificate of nomination and acceptance began last October 1. So we have Representative Loren Legarda, Governor Cheese Escudero, Senator Risa Ontiveros, broadcaster Rafi Tulfo, brothers JV Ejercito and Jengoy Estrada. And today, to add to that list, is an independent candidate Narciso Solis. As to party list groups that have already filed their respective certificates of nomination, we have 42, including those who are already incumbent members of Congress. So we now have Willie Ong, internist and cardiologist Willie Ong, the partner, the running mate of Mayor Moreno, speaking before the crowd. I think we've just wrapped up their interview, and now they're being asked to once again hold up their respective COCs and to also sign an integrity pledge wall that candidates are asked to sign once they've already completed the entire process of COC filing and subjecting themselves to media interview. So, That is the latest news that we have from the Sofitel tent, where the COCs and CONA of national positions, meaning to say president, vice president, senator, and party list groups, are being received up to October 8. Casey, back to you.
Thanks a lot. Our correspondent Ina Reformina there joining us live from Pasay City. Keep safe, Ina. Take care. Moving on, Vice President Lenny Robredo still pursuing unity talks with anti-administration forces, even as the deadline for the filing of candidacies nears. According to Senate Minority Leader Franklin Drilon, Robredo met with presidential and vice presidential aspirants Senator Panfilo Lacson and Senate President Vicente Soto III Sunday. But Drilon says no agreement was reached during the discussion. Drilon believes Robredo will eventually seek the presidency. As for Robredo's camp, they say the vice president will soon announce her plans.
Naintindihan naman namin, Kaeli, na malinaw naman na madami ng excited, di ba? Madami ng nag-aabang. Konting hintay na lang.
Let's give her some leeway. As I said, she is, you know, looking at the race, accountability, not wanting to lose. So let's give her time. But, you know, in my books, anyone who muddles through in this kind of decision-making, she does not earn points with me. I'm sorry. Yun sa leadership studies, no? Decisiveness is very important.
Well, did President Duterte just drop the biggest bombshell in the 2022 presidential race? See, during an ambush interview, the president revealed his daughter Sara Duterte Carpio will run for president with Senator Bongo as her running mate.
Claro po ito, Sara Go. Kailan po ang filing ni Mayor Sara? Kailan po siya magpa-file?
I really do not know. I do not have any idea at all.
Duterte Carpio's camp has opted not to comment on the matter for now. Many are wondering if the Davao City mayor is just playing coy. She just recently formalized her re-election bid, but the presidential daughter did say the only reason she wasn't running for a national post is because her father was gunning for the vice presidency. President Duterte has since dropped out of the VP race, saying he has decided to retire from politics. The president of the ruling party, PDP Laban, admits there is a possibility they could endorse Davao City Mayor Sara Duterte Carpio as their standard bearer. Alfonso Cusi says President Duterte, or make that Duterte Carpio, could be adopted by PDP Laban. But he adds the party has not yet spoken to Duterte Carpio about this.
It is a possibility. The president said that right after Senator Bongo filed his candidacy, saying Sara Bongo. Na, pero siempre, I think that when the president said that, he was enticing Mayor Sara to throw her hat in the national presidency. And but unfortunately, I think 15 minutes or 30 minutes after nag-file si Mayor Inday ng candidacy for mayor. So I don't know what will happen also.
Cusi adds there is also a possibility it will endorse former Senator Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos as its presidential candidate. But just like Duterte Carpio, Cusi says he has not yet reached out to the son of the late dictator.
A question of possibility. Well, it is possible, but would it happen? That remains to be seen. We are going to discuss it in our meeting today, and we'll see how things happen.
And going back to our top story today, we're now joined by our correspondent, Katrina Domingo. She's been tailing presidential contender Manila Mayor Isko Moreno since this morning. Kat, go ahead.
Hermina, it's a full day for Manila Mayor Isko Moreno Domagoso, who has already filed his certificate of candidacy here in Pasay City. Domagoso started his day early in the morning around 7 a.m., where he had breakfast with his wife at the Manila City Hall. Moreno only had a large cup of black coffee while he was writing his short script, which he hopes to deliver after he files his COC. Now, Carmina, after that short breakfast in the City Hall, Domagoza attended the flag ceremony and then afterwards proceeded to the Santo Niño de Tondo Parish, where he and his running mate, Dr. Willie Ong, prayed for guidance as they embark on this very difficult and challenging journey towards the presidency next year. Carmina, after that short visit to the church, the Manila mayor went back to the City Hall to rest for a few minutes and then proceeded here to Pasay City to file his certificate of candidacy. Now, Carmina, after he files his COC, Moreno and Ong still has a long day to go as they are expected to visit a hospital in Manila to check on new developments and new establishments or facilities installed for the COVID-19 pandemic response of the city. Carmina.
Thanks a lot. Our correspondent Katrina Domingo there joining us live from Pasay City. Take care, Kat. Keep safe. All right, political analysts sounding the alarm over the possibility of late substitutions for national candidates. It's a process that was also done by the sitting president. See, back in 2016, Rodrigo Duterte replaced a party mate after the deadline for filing of COCs already lapsed. For Ramon Casiple, the move muddles the political landscape as voters are not given a clear picture who the real candidates are. Even the Commission on Elections is speaking out against such tactics.
Hindi nakakagulat yung hanggang last minute, baka magpapalit ng mga pangalan o kaya may lilitaw na pangalan. Kasi yung kalakaran ngayon sa ng eleksyon natin, ay si Presidente may kasalanan din dito, ay hindi sinisigurado kung sino yung tatakbo until the last minute. Paliwanag niya sa akin noon eh. Siyempre, ba't niya sisiguraduhin? Mabuti yung hindi makapaghanda yung kalaban.
What's to be expected, I suppose, is a lot of substitutions. Hopefully, hindi ganun. Hopefully, hindi ganun. Sana maging upfront sila. Nagagamit siya as a way of surprising opponents, no? So medyo hindi siya patas na laro.
Another political analyst, Clarita Carlos, did not mince words on how she views candidate substitutions.
It's part of stupidity, if I may say so. I mean, alam mo, ang dami na, and I'm sure this is only one example. No, I'm sorry for being so cruel with the use of my words. I cannot find any other word, actually.
Kanina sabi ko nga.
Pinapaglaruan nyo kami. Oh. Yung ginagawa ito. And at a later time, aatras kayo and sasabihin nyo, ay, sorry ha. Oh.
I'm going to take a break now. Up ahead, over 100 police officers in the Philippines may face criminal charges over their involvement in the bloody drug war. More on that when we come back. You're watching Dateline Philippines here on ANC. Still with Dateline Philippines here on ANC. Here's another look at our headlines this noon. Manila Mayor Francisco Isko Moreno Dumagoso formalizes his bid for the presidency alongside running mate Dr. Willie Ong. PDP Laban President Alfonso Pusi admits there is a possibility they will adopt either presidential daughter Sara Duterte Carpio or former Senator Bongbong Marcos as their standard bearer. While the infighting at PDP Laban heats up as the Cusi faction expels Senator Manny Pacquiao from the ruling party. And dozens of areas told to brace for heavy rains as tropical depression Eleni makes landfall over southern Leyte. Back with more news. The power struggle within PDP Laban continues. In its latest twist, the faction of Energy Secretary Alfonso Cusi expelled Senator Manny Pacquiao for allegedly abandoning the ruling party. That's after the senator filed his COC for president under the regional party PROMDI. PDP Laban Secretary General Melvin Matibag says such a move is not allowed under the party constitution and calls for automatic expulsion. But the chairman of the PDP Laban Pacquiao faction, Senator Coco Pimentel, insists the move was legal, citing the party's alliance with PROMDI. The Commission on Elections is set to come out with a ruling on the PDP Laban party's conflicts in the coming months. Joining us now is the chairman of PDP Laban, Senator Coco Pimentel. Senator, good afternoon to you and thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Carmina, and to all of your viewers. Magandang hapon po.
Okay, pag-usapan po muna natin itong MP3 alliance because that's the issue right here. When was it that you decided that this was the path that you were going to take as a vehicle for Senator Manny Pacquiao to take as he guns for the presidency, Senator?
Okay, number one, yung basis muna, the PDP Laban Constitution allows the party to enter into alliances or cooperation agreements. Yan. So, which we did. And then MP3 sa ngayon yan, PDP Laban, PROMDI, and People's Champ Movement. Pero lalaki po yan, dadami pa po ang sasama dyan in due time. So yan po yun. And then the National Executive Committee of PDP Laban issued a resolution allowing our official candidates to choose the CONA of the alliance partners.
Mm-hmm. So, which one came first, though, Senator Pimentel? The question about the legitimacy of your wing of the party or the alliance?
Well, meron na kaming dispute noon on time na yon. But this dispute is from their point of view. Kasi from our point of view, we are the legitimate PDP Laban. So we just act in accordance with our constitution, and it's common sense that in an election you strengthen your party not only through recruitment into your party but also in networking or alliance building. So ginagawa po parati yan. So that's why we did it also. We signed I think September, second week of September, the alliance agreement.
I was able to talk to one of the insiders in the Pacquiao camp, and the source tells me that this was basically to avoid any legal impediments that may face Senator Pacquiao's move to gun for the presidency, precisely because of the question on legitimacy. Is that the real reason?
No, that's the real reason. Maybe in the minds of some people who are not members of the party, because they also observers, but from the point of view of our party, we are a legitimate party. We move in accordance with our constitution, and by using the CONA of PROMDI, an alliance partner, you strengthen your support base. So meron din pong political value yun. You strengthen your support base. That is a tandaan nyo, that's a Cebu based national political party, Visayas, and then PDP Laban is already identified with Senator Manny Pacquiao. So you also identify yourself with the Visayas-based PROMDI. So, so yun po yun. You consolidate your support base.
All right. But now, Secretary General of the Cusi Wing, Attorney Melvin Matibag, has these words to say. He's calling it a disloyal move, calls it the betrayal and abandonment of PDP Laban. That's pertaining to the move of Senator Pacquiao. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, una sa lahat, kasi yun ang gusto nilang propaganda. Never been for Senator Pacquiao for president. That's great. All of this for PDP Laban. So that's it. So yun. And they, Carmina?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm clear. Okay. They're not focusing on the Laban constitution, which allows alliance building, the entering into cooperation agreements. Ay, latignan yan because iba nga ang gusto nilang mangyari. And then, have been expelled earlier in July.
Okay, hello? Senator, I'm really sorry to do this, but we do have a lot of questions still for you, but we have to fix our audio connection. Stay there. We're going to try and call you back. We're going to move on with the rest of the news as we try to fix our audio problem here. Senator Coco Pimentel joining us this afternoon. We're going to try and get back the senator back on air as soon as we fix the audio problem. In the meantime, the Philippines recorded 13,273 new COVID infections Sunday, bringing the total to 2,593,000. The health department also reported more than 45,000 recoveries and 112 deaths. The positivity rate has gone down to 20.2%, the lowest since August 6th. The country's biggest COVID-19 referral hospital, the Philippine General Hospital, also seeing fewer admissions.
Ang aming all-time high is close to 350 patients na nasa PGH. Nung kasagsagan po talaga nung surge at ngayon po ay ang huling count na nakita ko sa aming census ay 228 patients po ang naka-admit. So that's roughly about close to 80% na lang. Usually, ang talagang nagiging pila ay yung pagkailangan ma-admit sa ICU.
Sorry.
Well, the intensive care unit capacity in the entire Philippines remains under high-risk classification despite a drop in COVID-19 cases. The health department says the ICU utilization is at 73.2% nationally and 74.9% for Metro Manila. Meanwhile, the DOH says it is still determining whether the recent drop in cases is indeed because of fewer infections or because of the decrease in testing output.
Tayo po ay tuloy-tuloy na nakikipag-usap sa ating NCR mayors, sa MMDA, and of course our regional offices upang ma-verifika ito po bang pagbaba ng kaso at yung pagbaba rin po ng ating mga laboratory output ay dahil konti na nga talaga yung nakikita nating mga kaso o di kaya may epekto po ba dito yung ginawa nating pag-shift sa antigen testing versus dati po na RT-PCR lamang po ang ginagamit nating testing.
But we have him back on live. PDP Laban Chairman Senator Coco Pimentel now joins us again. So, Senator, before we got cut, you were calling it yan ang propaganda nila, iba ang gusto nilang mangyari. Yes. So, let me ask you, ano ba ang gusto nilang mangyari sa pananaw po ninyo?
Well, they are against Senator Pacquiao for president. That's why they want to give him all kinds of trouble, headache, kung ano man ang pwede nilang gawin. So they are the people who are disloyal to the party and to Senator Manny Pacquiao. At bumabawi na lang yan sila, Carmina, because they have been earlier expelled July of 21.
Well, Senator,
did you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Sorry about my connection.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about the idea that they're eventually going to adopt either Mayor Sara Duterte Carpio or former Senator Bongbong Marcos as their standard bearer? Is this something that goes against or is aligned with party principles, Senator? Senator Pimentel? Okay, seems like we've lost him again. We're going to try and get him back on the line once again. Senator Coco Pimentel there talking to us about the current state of the ruling party, PDP Laban. We do know that there has been an exchange of words between his faction and Secretary Cusi's faction. He just said before we lost him there that this is all part of their propaganda and this is because they're against Senator Pacquiao running for president. Just before we lost him there, we were asking him about what he thinks about the possible move to adopt Sara Duterte Carpio, mayor of Davao City and former Senator Bongbong Bongbong Marcos as a presidential or as a standard bearer of BDP Laban. Senator, we have you back on the line. I want to get your reaction to this. The possibility of the Cusi wing adopting Mayor Sara Duterte Carpio or former Senator Bongbong Marcos as their standard bearer, is this something that goes against or is aligned with party principles, Senator?
It goes against the party principles. It goes against political common sense and this party history. So that has been actually the from the very start, we have maintained that the Cusi group has a secret agenda. They really, if you remember, Carmina, your interview with me months ago, that has always been our analysis, that they want to endorse someone from outside of the party. So they want to disable someone from inside of the party so that they can pursue their secret agenda. Now, if it's Bongbong Marcos, then they really now betray their unfamiliarity with the history of PDP Laban, that they are really bogus party leaders and party members. They do not even know the history of PDP Laban, why it was established in the Marcos dictatorship years precisely to fight the Marcos dictatorship and fight for our democratic rights. So, kung gawin nila yan, lalo nilang pinapakita, hindi lamang sa publiko, but pati sa COMELEC, that they have no idea what this party they are hijacking is all about. So they make it clear that they are the hijackers.
Pero Senator, you could have done the same. You could have fought for your group. But as it is, it's only them who have filed a case against your faction. Why couldn't you have done the same to fight for the legitimacy of your group and calling them the ones who are bogus, Senator?
Because we were the legitimate group, Carmina. That was the consensus among our members. We continue to act as the legitimate PDP Laban. So this is not about if you are the person who filed a case, then you argue that since I filed the case, I am the legitimate one. Hindi po yun. It's not like that. So legitimacy will have to be determined through track record, the paper trail with the COMELEC, the membership, who are the members. So, and then how, if a group claims that we have changed the leadership of a certain party, you prove that you did it correctly with 100% compliance with the rules or the party constitution of that political party. Hmm. You just cannot short circuit everything and they say, oh, you see, I have pictures of a meeting. We have a meeting. Maraming attendance. Kung naghapot ka lang na attendance doon, and then we pass all of these resolutions. We are now the new leaders. We filed the case. We are, hindi po pwede madaan po sa ganyan po yan na mga superficial acts. Hindi po pwedeng madaan dyan ang pag-hijack ng isang political party.
And yet, Senator, you're being called a usurper. This coming from a person who's seen as by many as one of the masterminds of the hijacking of PDP Laban.
Yeah, because that's their public posturing. So, hayaan natin sila. But then we have now this clash of positions before the COMELEC. And I think our answer is quite substantial. It's there, our answer before the COMELEC. So we are quite confident that the COMELEC will rule in our favor.
What do you say about the last minute switcheroo that happened? That it was Senator Bongo who eventually filed as a vice presidential candidate for PDP Laban?
No, it just shows that they are not really a political party. They're just a group of people who have a secret agenda that they cannot even coordinate properly among themselves. Because on September 8, they held a public formal convention proclaiming Senator Bongo as their presidential candidate. And then he publicly and in writing rejected their nomination. And then the same group nominated President Duterte as their vice presidential candidate, and he accepted through a formal speech and personally their nomination. And then here comes now the filing period, and it is the person who rejected his nomination as president who filed now for a position to which he was not nominated formally. So they have to explain to their audience. They do not have to explain to us. Kasi, I mean, wala naman kami yung pakialam na sa grupo nila. But
tell me something, though. Tell me something, though, Senator Pimentel. The president has spoken. He said that, you know, he listened to the surveys and that people really didn't want him to run as a vice presidential contender. And that's what he listened to. And therefore, the decision to step down. Do you believe that, Senator?
We keep an open mind because the period for filing is not yet over, the first period, and there's an even extended period for substitution. So take note of what you heard, but then you know keep an open mind as to all of the possible tricks that can be played upon their members, their supporters, their group, because the problem is really with their group. They're keeping their group members confused because of all of these unpredictable moves that they have been doing. But that's none of our concern. Yeah.
This is something of your concern because the same thing can be said about your group, Senator Pimentel, with choosing Congressman Lito Atienza, Representative Lito Atienza, as Senator Pacquiao's running mate. A lot of people were surprised. This was a last-minute choice. I can tell you that on this show, Senator Richard Gordon told us that as early as the night before the filing of COCs, someone was talking to him to be Senator Pacquiao's running mate. Someone who is very dear to him, someone from your camp. So explain that to us. What was that process?
No, the PDP Laban delegated to Senator Manny Pacquiao the choice for his running mate. Klarong-klaro naman po yun. So whoever is his choice should be respected by the party. And then about Senator Gordon, Senator Manny Pacquiao has many supporters and maybe they approach a lot of people. So the question is, were these authorized emissaries? Were these authorized talks? So maybe people were just taking the initiative to explore the possibility of coming up with many names to be considered as his running mate. Mm-hmm. But the chemistry, I think, is there. They have been friends for a long time. Senator Manny Pacquiao was not yet a prominent person when then Manila Mayor Lito Atienza already supported him. And ito ngayong magandang kwento na narinig ko, which siguro mas maganda ikwento ni Senator Manny Pacquiao, because housing is one of his priority agenda, priority platform of government.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, according to Senator Manny Pacquiao, he availed of the housing program of the city of Manila under then City Mayor Lito Atienza. So yun po ang napakagandang kwento na mas magandang ikwento siguro ni Senator Manny Pacquiao kasi personal na dinaanan niya po yun.
Balik po tayo sa partido, Senator Coco Pimentel. How far is the party willing to go to protect this tandem?
Yes, this is going to be the tandem. This is going to be the party to the tandem, the ticket which the party will support, because we proclaimed and we nominated and proclaimed Senator Manny Pacquiao as our party presidential candidate in our September 19 National Assembly. Then we delegated to him the choice for his vice presidential running mate. So nabuo na po.
This is it. I asked you that question because you know how it is. You know how things go in this country. Last minute substitution, someone sliding down, someone giving way. So is that going to be the case as well for this tandem, or are you confident that this partnership will hold?
No, when we filed this, there's no other plan. At the time when we filed this, there was no other plan. So if there should be developments after the filing, then we did not consider this when we filed, when they filed their COCs. Mm-hmm. So yan na po yun. But you know, we should be open minded then if something better should come up, then we should grab it. But right now, this is the best combination.
Ano po yung something better?
I do not know. Kaya nga, you know, iba-iba kasing combination, permutations in politics, to combine Mr. X, Miss Y, ganun. So we do not know yet. But at the time when we filed, the first day, that was the plan. There is no other plan.
Would you consider yourself as anti-administration, part of the true opposition, Senator?
Yes, right now, yes. Yes, the Senator Manny Pacquiao will be espousing a reform agenda. And then the priorities would be far from the priorities of the current administration.
Will one of the priorities as well be to hold this administration to account?
Yes, especially in terms of corruption. Sinabi po ni Senator Manny Pacquiao yun. Pag may ebidensya, talagang ipakukulong niya po.
All right. Now, it has been said that these are early days, Senator Pimentel. Some say the situation remains fluid. You yourself said that just a few seconds ago. But others also say that your party is in disarray. So what would you tell us now to push the idea that it is the former and not the latter when it comes to your wing of the party?
When it comes to my party, those who have remained with us, we are not in disarray. But if you, because there's another group bringing the name of the party, then I can understand when people will think that we are in disarray, that bigger body. But the PDP Laban, the real PDP Laban, is not in disarray. We're very clear. So actually, we did even all of the resolutions that need to be passed. We passed. We took all the steps necessary under our constitution. We took them. And then it is the Cusi group which is in disarray because they took the time to publicly hold events, ask maybe the news media to cover them, and then all of what happened there they did not execute. So that is probably contributing to this notion or to this perception that some group is in disarray, but it's not our group. It is somebody else's group.
And that all of those things that you just mentioned happened with the approval of President Rodrigo Duterte. What does that tell you about him, Senator?
Well, this is water under the bridge already, so that's for them to sort out, you know. So they should coordinate with their members, with each other. If you claim to be a political party, you consult and you coordinate. That's all I can say. We really have to spend time, you know, consulting people, calling people before making decisions. Calling for a meeting, writing down the resolution to be adopted. So this is how you run a real political party. It takes time. It takes coordination. So especially PDP Laban, which believes in participatory and consultative democracy.
Once again, I have to ask you, Senator Pimentel, because it's quite obvious that you're sparing the president from your commentaries. Why is that?
The controversy in PDP Laban is the brainchild of Secretary Cusi. So we have to hold Secretary Cusi responsible for everything which has happened to PDP Laban. But of course, we will survive this because of our unity with the longtime members of the party. So the president, let him take care of the problems of the nation. I mean, I'm sure hindi naman niya to yung mga maneuvers na ito, yung idea na ito, hindi galing sa kanya, yung pagpapatakbo sa kanya bilang vice president, hindi nang galing sa kanya, hindi na nga niya tinuloy so far. So all of this everything can be traced back to Secretary Cusi.
Mm. Now, what do you say then, finally, Mr. Senator, to those who say wala naman ho kayong pinagkaiba, whether you talk about the Cusi faction or your faction together with Senator Manny Pacquiao, that it's all the same, that it's all about retaining power, that it's all about not holding to account the president later on?
Oh, well, yung PDP laban po, the real PDP laban is participating in elections so that we will win the elections and implement our program of government. It's not about holding on to power, just having power, exculpating people from responsibility. Hindi po yun. It's a program of government that we will execute, we will implement. And of course, rule of law will always be there. And if crimes have been committed, especially corrupt acts have been committed, then people should be punished. Klarong-klaro po yan, as sinasabi po ni Senator Manny Pacquiao yan.
Right, we're going to have to leave it at that. Senator Coco Pimentel, glad that your internet connection there held up.
For yes, thank you. I'm sorry about the connection. Beyond my control. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Coco Pimentel, then chairman of PDP Laban, joining us this afternoon. We're going to take a break now. Still ahead, world oil prices climbed to a 3-year high due to supply disruptions and a demand spike. This is Dateline Philippines. Stay with us here on ANC. We'll be right back. More news, and we have this just in. Presidential daughter, Davao City Mayor Sara Duterte Carpio, will not run for president under her father's party, the ruling PDP Laban. Our correspondent RG Cruz on the line to tell us more about this. RG?
Hi, Carmina. Good afternoon. The camp of Davao City Mayor Inday Sara Duterte Carpio has rejected the possibility of her running for president under her father's party, the PDP Laban. Niloan Cebu Mayor Cristina Garcia Frasco said in a statement that Mayor Sara has no intention of becoming a member of PDP or of being a standard bearer now or in the near future. CBS-CBN sought Frasco's comment after PDP Laban President Energy Secretary Alfonso Cusi floated the possibility of getting Duterte Carpio to run for president under their banner. This was after President Duterte himself floated a possible Sara-Go tandem in a video recording after Senator Bongo, his longtime aide, filed his candidacy for vice president last Saturday. Duterte, meanwhile, announced his retirement from politics. Frasco pointed out that the Davao City chief executive has already filed her candidacy for mayor. She filed last Saturday, and not being a member of PDP Laban, Frasco said she is a privy to the party's sudden change of plans. As I said, last Saturday, Duterte Carpio filed her candidacy for a third consecutive term as Davao City Mayor, despite leading presidential surveys for the 2020 elections. On September 9, she announced she won't run for president as she and her father agreed only one of them would run for national office. This was the day after President Duterte announced the PDP Laban or accepted the PDP Laban nomination for vice president. The surveys, however, in the party, despite earning the support of at least 6 national parties for a possible presidential candidate. She chairs the regional Hugpo ng Pagbago and is a member of the candidate Hugpo sa Taong Sol in Davao City.
Yes, RG, just one question for you. She has said she will not run under the PDP Laban party, the party of her father, but did she categorically say that she will not run at all?
You know what? She has no new statement on that, which means that as per my previous conversations with her, if she has no new statement on a particular subject matter, her previous statement stands, which is that she's not running for president.
Under PDP Laban?
Yes.
All right. So she, because people are still urging her to run under HNP.
Well, remember that, she cannot run under HNP because HNP is regional. But, you know, in the past, she's already said that she's not going to be running. So unless there's a new statement categorically that she will run, she's not going to run. And I guess we will just have to wait until the deadline lapses to see if she will run.
Tell me something, though. Is it within the realm of possibilities that HNP will be aligning itself or forming an alliance, which it has, right, with national parties. And that could very well, be the people.
There are several parties who have expressed interest to ally with them, but HNP has not formalized any agreement. So I guess we will just have to wait and see.
Okay, things remain fluid. As we said, it's in the early days of the election process. Thanks a lot. RG Cruz there joining us on the line. Moving on, dozens of areas under storm signal number one after Tropical Depression Lani made landfall over southern Leyte. Let's get the details now from PAGASA weather forecaster Ariel Rojas. Ariel, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Carmina. At 10 a.m., the center of Tropical Depression Lani was over the coastal waters of Maasin City, southern Leyte. It continues to pack winds of up to 45 kilometers per hour near its center and with gusts reaching up to 55 kilometers per hour. It is presently moving west-northwestward at a speed of 20 kilometers per hour. Tropical Cyclone Wind Signal number 1 is currently hoisted over Surigao del Norte, Dinagat Islands, the northern portion of Agusan del Norte and Camiguin, Eastern Samar, Samar, Biliran, Leyte, Southern Leyte, the entire Western Visayas, the northern and central portions of Negros Oriental, Cebu and Bohol, as well as the northern portion of Palawan, including Calamian and Cuyo Islands, and the southern portions of the provinces of Oriental and Occidental, Mindoro, Romblon, and Masbate. These areas will experience strong winds and occasional gusts. But the residents of the middle part of our country should brace the moderate to heavy rains that will be brought by Lani, especially over Visayas, Mimaropa, Albay, Sorsogon, Masbate, including Tikau and Burias Islands and Dinagat Islands, while Calabarzon and the rest of Bicol region and Mindanao may experience light to moderate with at times heavy rains. And those living along river channels in low-lying areas and in mountainous areas are alerted against the threats of flash floods and landslides. And sea travel is not allowed for all types of sea vessels in areas under signal number one. And Lani has already made four landfalls earlier today over Bucas Grande in Surigao del Norte, in Dinagat Islands, and in two towns in southern Leyte. It will continue to have multiple landfalls as it traverses the central part of central Visayas until tomorrow. And it will emerge over the Sulusi and may make another landfall over northern part of Palawan before going out of the West Philippine Sea, where it may intensify into a tropical storm before heading out of the PAR by Thursday morning. That's latest from PAGASA. This is Ariel Rojas. Good afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Ariel. Keep safe. Moving on, the Justice Department finds over 100 police officers criminally liable in cases related to government's bloody war on drugs. Justice Secretary Menardo Guevara says around 154 cops could face administrative and criminal charges. Guevara adds, the cases will be endorsed to the National Bureau of Investigation for case buildup and filing of complaints. Government has been under fire for not doing enough to punish policemen involved in the killing of drug suspects. World News Now, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern puts more regions under lockdown. That's as the country's Delta variant outbreak spreads beyond Auckland. More in this report.
New Zealand's Delta variant outbreak has spread beyond the largest city of Auckland, prompting Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Sunday to put more regions in lockdown. Auckland has been in lockdown since mid-August, in what was meant to be a short and sharp nationwide lockdown. While the rest of the country has largely returned to normal life, the North Island city has remained in lockdown for almost 2 months. Ardern called on citizens to get vaccinated to avoid more restrictions in the future.
The people of Auckland are sacrificing a lot to do that too. But they are doing that to give everyone else time to be vaccinated. If, in the meantime, the virus moves beyond the Auckland boundary and the places it moves to have low vaccination rates, then today is an example of how we will need to respond.
On Saturday, protesters took to the streets to rally against the lockdown in Auckland, which Ardern called a slap in the face. 32 new coronavirus cases were recorded on Sunday, and 2 cases in the Waikato region, south of Auckland. Parts of the region will go into a 5-day lockdown. She added that full vaccination will become a requirement for non-New Zealand citizens arriving in the country from November 1st.
OPEC and its allies set to meet Monday to debate how much oil to release into the market. The meeting comes as supply disruptions and recovering demand from the pandemic push oil prices to a three-year high. Gas prices have also spiked 300%, trading nearly $200 per barrel. Rising oil, coal, and power prices are feeding inflationary pressures worldwide. Back in July, OPEC and its allies agreed to boost output every month by 400,000 barrels per day to phase out existing production cuts. Any increase in output could be implemented next month. Global oil developments push local pump prices higher for a sixth straight week. The oil price hike scheduled for tomorrow, October 5, will be the biggest one since the pandemic struck last year. Diesel and kerosene prices will jump by up to 2 pesos and 5 centavos per liter. Gasoline will also cost a peso and 45 centavos more per liter. Bayan Muna Party List Representative Carlos Zarate has filed a bill calling for the centralized procurement of petroleum in the Philippines to protect consumers from oil price hikes. And that'll do it for today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Carmina Constantino. If you want to revisit today's episode, Dateline Philippines podcast is on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Play back this newscast too on ANC's YouTube channel and on ANC 24/7 on Facebook. Keep safe. Keep it here on ANC.